So as far as you can remember, back to that time when you were a small child, what was your impression of people of other races at that point, or white people at that point?
Well, my impression was it's like the Jewish guy owned the corner store, Rome, I remember him. I'm not sure I had an impression, to be honest. I don't remember like good, bad, or indifferent. I don't think I formulated, we moved to that neighborhood when I was 7 or so. So I don't think I had formulated in my mind that whites were bad or good or not, or, and we didn't have, in St. Louis at that time, it was largely black and white. Rome was Jewish, and so in some ways, sometimes people would make a distinction between Jewish people and white people. But I don't remember really having any other people of color in our communities or anything. And I don't think there were that many in St. Louis at that time.
Okay. Tell us about your experience when you integrated into the public schools, into white...
When I went to Gunlock.
Yeah.
Gunlock.
Okay.
Well, you know, I guess the one experience is, of course, I had to walk further. But there were other children in my neighborhood that also had to walk. And it was kind of arbitrary because one of my closest friends lived, like, this side of... from one of the main streets, and I lived a block and a half from her, but she stayed at Benton, and I had to go to Gunlock, you know. So that was kind of disruptive to me as a young person. I can remember that being a little disruptive. You know, I don't remember being really upset about it, but it was just why some of my friends I'm going to not be with anymore, because the way they drew the lines, it wasn't voluntary. I mean, it's not like my parents said, yes, I wanted to go there. It's just the way the system drew the lines. We were in the area where we had to go to Gunlock, which is, it was like, instead of being a 5-minute walk, and you know, as kids, sometimes you run, it'd be 3-minute run to school. It was like maybe a 10, 15-minute walk, 20-minute walk. I remember us walking as a group. You know, I'm visualizing some of the kids, but my closest friends weren't going. They stayed at Benton because of where they lived. So I remember walking to school. I remember the first thing I had that was kind of a negative race to me experience was, you know, when you go to integrated school, you're starting to be around white children your age and older or whatever. And I remember me and a little white girl, I can still remember how this girl looked, you know, scraggly, kind of that, what they call that, dirty blonde kind of, brownish kind of. And we were skinny, and I was skinny too, so I'm not being negative. I mean, you know, we were like skinny. They used to call me grasshopper in undergrad school, you know. I don't know how we became friends, but you know how your kids, you're playing and, you know, that kind of thing. And we became friends, and we used to walk, like she would walk. We'd walk almost halfway. She'd walk, and then she'd make a left on this big street called Union, and I would keep going down to where I cut over. I would. And I remember one day she invited me to her house, and come play with me, blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, of course, I couldn't say yes or no, because I had to ask my parents. Well, the next day she came back, and she told me, well, her father said a nigga couldn't come to his house. So... that was my first real, to my knowledge, my first real experience with, well, what, you know. So that hurt me, hurt my feelings. I remember being hurt, my heart feelings being hurt. And that ended our friendship, really. I mean, I don't remember, I mean, I wasn't mad at her, I don't think, but it did end our friendship, you know. And it might be that her father also told her not to be friends with me. I can't remember what all, but I know when she told me that in our friendship, so to speak. Not hostile, but... So I remember that, and then I remember some of the teachers that went over there were also a few black teachers, and because my mother was in the school system, it's a curse and a gift, you know. The curse is that, of course, they pick up the phone and say, you know, she's doing such a thing, and it's like... But also it was good because I remember, I'm blanking on this man, I know one woman was Mrs. Williams. She was real tall, stately black woman, very, very trim. And she was a hard taskmaster. Now, she was in my sixth or seventh grade. And then Mr. It starts with the G, I'm blanking on his name. His whole family was in the school system. And so I remember him as a teacher, and he was really good. And again, another taskmaster. I remember one white teacher, maybe in my fifth grade there, fourth grade. And she was a little, I came home because she said something to me, and it just didn't seem right or something, what she said. And I remember coming home, and my mother was, and telling my mother, but see, my mother was the kind of woman back then, and I don't know what, probably a lot of parents were. It's like, if you get in trouble in school, you're in trouble at home. I mean, it wasn't no argument with the teachers. You know, if they said X, then you do X. You know, and she wasn't one that goes back and would go back. And I think if somebody had really messed with me, she might have, or probably would have. But so I don't remember what that teacher did or said. My memory, my mother says it's not true, so I don't know if I'm remembering because I want to. But I do remember my mother talking to her. Now, I don't know if my mother recreated history because, again, that old-fashioned back in there, you don't this. But I remember my mother having a conversation, not hostile with her, but a conversation. But other than that, I mean, it was fine. It wasn't traumatic at the school. I mean, that experience was traumatic with the little white girl, but it was not a lot of over. I remember one thing I do remember. It was this woman that taught kindergarten, and I thought she was black because she had nappy hair, right? She had this like bushy nappy hair, and back then you straighten your hair, you know. So my thought is, I was like, why don't you go get her hair done? You know how kids are. And come to find out, she wasn't black. She was Jewish, you know. So that was interesting, but that's it.